It's music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Recorded at the Woodstock Festival in 1969, that's Johnny Winter and Mean Town Blues. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and I'm making this week's programme in a sun-kissed Amsterdam. A beautiful view outside my hotel window. Let me just give you some ambience. Now, you can't hear many motors because everybody gets around on bicycle in this great city. A huge parade has just gone past, playing drums and brass and music, and I was desperately fumbling for my recording equipment in order to try and capture some, but I was too late. It's the Feast of St. Nicholas here, which is the same, Santa Claus, same guy. They have it, I thought it was on December the 5th, and I was assured by Margit van der Svan, who's our cellist, that it was December the 5th. She didn't understand why the parade is happening early this year. But the streets have been lined with people all day here in Amsterdam. One rather disturbing aspect of the festival, though, is the appearance of a character called Black Peter, who's supposed to be black, according to the tour guide I was reading this morning, because he's been down a chimney with St. Nicholas. But whatever the reason, blacking up in this day and age is not acceptable, is it? And poor old Pete Turner in Elbow, being a black man, feels particularly uncomfortable if we visit Holland this time of year because of this ridiculous tradition. So get rid of that, the Dutch, and you've pretty much got the perfect country. Everything else about this place is just liberal and cool. Anyway, rant over. Live recordings, moments in history captured. Here's some excitement introduced by the late, great John Peel. And have a listen how quickly the band come in after their name is mentioned. It's like they can't wait to start playing. Over to you, John.
This is something we've waited for a long time on the show. And I know it's all going to be well worth the wait. So would you welcome, please, Led Zeppelin.
Draw the ships to new land. Fight the whole.
also recorded in 1969. That was, of course, Led Zeppelin and Immigrant Song, recorded for the BBC. The theme of this week's show is live recordings, and I've got some more of my favourites lined up for you in a little while. I have to show off, though, first. Last time I saw Robert Plant was in San Francisco about a month and a half ago. And as I walked towards the stage where the Elbow were about to start our set on a really lovely day at a fantastic festival, there was Robert Plant stood at the foot of the stairs waiting for us to come on, which is amazing, isn't it? And I walked over full of exuberance and confidence because I was really looking forward to playing. And I said, "Hi, Robert, how are you?" And he said, "Hi, Guy, how are you?" Can you imagine that? If you'd have told me when I was like 15 that Robert Plant would know who I was, I wouldn't have believed you. So it's not lost on me. You don't stop becoming a music fan if you become successful at music. It's true. Apologies for the acoustics in this rather echoey hotel room, by the way. But needs must. CW Stone King is re-releasing this song, which is fantastic. Hopefully it'll get him a little bit more attention. CW Stone King, once again. This is the Love Me or Die.
Can't deny it. Was a hoodoo charm called it Love Me or Die. Some fingernail, a piece of her dress, a pocket theory, devil EDS. I will relate the piteous consequence of my mistake. All enslaved to passing desire, making it ready, Love Me or Die. Against a jungle primeval green, she had the looks of a beauty queen. No bangles or chain, wearing broken shoe, 75-cent bottle perfume. I said good morning, I tipped my hat, all while I was cunning like a rat. Smiling gaily, looked her in the eye. I felt in my pocket, he loved me or die. It's the one to behold. I studied magic from days of old. Membership, secret society, power and wealth in my family. But Matilda, darling, why you don't take my wedding ring? Like a demon under the floor, bury the hoodoo down the back door. Town, that a fever strike Matilda down. 9:30 the doctors arrive. Priest come running, 4:45. Standing in the weeds early next day, I saw the meat wagon rolling away. I see Matilda laying in the back, her old mother wearing a suit of black. Trumpet and bang the drum, I wait for me judgment to come. I know her spirit is down beneath. I hear the weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Flames of hell licks at my feet. In the shadow of the jungle I feel the heat. Matilda's waiting in hell for me too. Oh, cause she died from a bad hoodoo. Thank you.
the Love Me or Die by C.W. Stone King. I must admit to not always listening to the lyrics of songs, which is strange if you think about the fact that I do that for a living. But I've just heard the lyrics to that song for the first time. Poor old Matilda dies of a voodoo curse called the Love Me or Die and goes to hell. And she really hasn't done anything to deserve it other than being desired by this, by the bastard in the song. Women get a raw deal generally in country music too. They're always being murdered for suspected infidelity, which is way over the top and really, really quite dark. Yeah, country music's got a higher body count than hip-hop, it really has. Can you think of any examples of women killing their male partners in song? I can't think of one. But if you can, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
Two brand new free downloads from 6 Music, Radcliffe and Marconi.
Our new download is the best of the week's interviews and general skullduggery. Waste Not, Slip Not, new career as Corey Taylor made for public speaking.
Yeah, well, if anyone can shed some light on the Eurozone crisis, I've certainly been looking to Slipknot to break their silence on this.
Steve Lamacq's Round Table.
The legendary Peter Hook, Milo Cordell from The Big Pink, and A&R guru James Endicott joined me for this week's Round Table to discuss some of the best and worst new releases.
It's about the fact that they've had a guest appearance from John Shuttleworth.
Who's John Shuttleworth?
Download them both for free. Available now at the 6 Music website.
6 Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
We're going to hear the new one from Mechanical Bride. That's Lauren Doss. That's the name of the lady whose voice you're going to hear in a second. This is a powerful dramatic thing called To The Fight. Mechanical Bride and To The Fight, that's out now. Wonderful music, and you know, wonderful music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our song Victim was a hit in 1968 for Noel Harrison and won an Oscar as the theme to the Thomas Crown Affair. A gentle and beguiling song, it had no idea how it would mesmerise and delight its fans, or how viciously it would be assaulted by the audio assassins. First in a desperate stab at gothic horror, repeat offenders, the King Singers, armed with hair-raising harpsichord and spooky strings, attempted to shock you to death in six-part harmony. Traumatised but still alive as it fled in terror, the menacing figure of Edward Woodward stepped from the shadows and with an ominous warble took aim, fired and missed. Then, in a sickening case of self-indulgence and backed by synthesized sleaze, Sting, or Stong, slithered his way through a version worthy of a lounge lizard that left it washing and rinsing repeatedly. But in a shocking case of helium abuse, when dance-tastic diva Sally Ann Marsh ramped up the reverb and prepared to squeal her way through this former film favorite, it was Moider.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a cloak whose hands are sweeping the minutes out of space, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like circles that you find.
Bloody hell, it's like being sexually assaulted by a giant chipmunk.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head, why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song, half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Noel Harrison and the proper version of The Windmills of Your Mind. Noel Harrison, incidentally, is the son of Rex Harrison, who coincidentally sang on the previous year's Oscar-winning song Talk to the Animals from Dr. Dolittle. Sang in the loosest sense of the term. Rex Harrison really didn't sing very well. If I could talk to the animals. And it's like, well, you certainly couldn't sing to him, Rex. I absolutely mystified by that man's success. I mean, really very little appealing about him as a screen star. Back in the days when men didn't have to look good in order to be movie stars. Anyway, what should we have now? Oh, yeah. Bonnie Prince Billy's got this new thing out. Quail and Dumplings, it's called. It'll make sense, the sort of foodie title of the song. And I haven't got my notes in front of me to find out who the lady is that's singing on this, but she's got an extraordinary voice. Here is the Bonnie Prince and Quail and Dumplings.
Holes in our ceiling, holes in our roof. Hope that we've got it made have gone in a poof. When it gonna be turn in the tide? When we gonna see we've got God on our side? Quail and dumplings now to the end. God and her minions is our bosom friends. We got empty tummies, but it won't always be. One day it's gonna be quail and dumplings for we. Too big our slippers, too small our bed, too bent our bosom and too broke our head. We must hit the bottom in order to rise, find peace in a hovel to find home in the skies. Quail and dumplings down to the end. God and her minions is our bosom friends. We got empty tummies, but it won't always be. One day it's gonna be quail and dumplings for we.
Bonnie Prince, Billy and Quail and Dumplings. I'll find out what that lady's name is for next week's show, and I'm going to play that song again because I liked it. Okay, Nikolai Dunger is an artist that I was introduced to by a friend of mine called Tom, who worked in a bar in Manchester. He's in several bands at the moment. Lovely man, Tom, and he lent me this record, and I think I've still got it somewhere, so I owe you one there, Tom. I've totally forgotten about it, though, until Johnny Fisher emailed in to recommend this song. He said, "Guy, I love the mix of music you play on the show, as I now have a much larger number of favourite bands and musicians." Me too, mate, me too. "I thought I would recommend Nikolai Dunger's Last Night I Dreamed of Mississippi. The long intro is utterly delightful, and then when the singing kicks in, it makes it all fit together." I agree with you wholeheartedly, Johnny. It always puts a broad grin on my face, too. Here he is, Nikolai Dunger, and "Last Night I Dreamt of Mississippi."
Mm-hmm.
Nikolai Dunger and Last Night I Dreamt of Mississippi. Brilliant, isn't it? Thanks to Johnny Fisher for the recommendation. Please keep the Song for Guy recommendations coming in. If you've got good ones, I'll get round to them. It's sometimes 6 months between the email being written and us finding the song and being able to play it. But do keep them coming in. Cheers. So something that I've been enjoying doing on the last few shows is asking you to listen to a song that you probably know already as if for the first time. Here we go. Where is it? I've got a bunch of emails on this subject. Somebody said that it should be called Second Impressions. I think that's a great idea. So that's what it's called. Second Impressions. I got a very sad email relating to the Leonard Cohen song Suzanne that I played. I played the song and said, try and imagine listening to this song for the first time. I got an anonymous email from a guy whose marriage is in a lot of trouble. I won't read it out. It's incredibly personal and very sad and very intense. I must say, if you know who you are, if you know that it's you that wrote that email, you're quite a wordsmith. You really have a way with it. And if you don't write creatively, you should maybe start. It expresses a real sadness at trouble in a marriage, trouble of the worst kind. Two people who love each other, hopelessly sort of pulling in opposite directions. Right at the end, you said that listening to the Leonard Cohen song that I played gave you a hopeless maudlin. A hopeful maudlin. Let me just check that. Yes, a hopeful maudlin. Well, listen, hope all the way. And if it helps at all, I'm going to play another Leonard Cohen song for you now. Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. It's not the title that I want you to focus on. It's the lyric, meet me at the corner, our steps will always rhyme. Why don't you and your missus just take time out of everything else in your lives? And good luck to the pair of you. Where there's hope, there's love, and the other way around. And thanks for your email. Here's Leonard.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. You in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you. Let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
For Mr. and Mrs. Anonymous, that was Leonard Cohen, and hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Good luck, you two.
Six Music. Mark Riley, Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
What are you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello. Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song, sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's DeRosa.
Deer Track,
live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know, it's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff, enjoyed the session as I knew I would. Very, very much enjoyed. Indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the anti-matter.
Bruce Coburn. This song's called Live on My Mind. And we covered it once, and a mate of ours sent it to him and said, what do you think of it, Bruce? And he loved it. That's nice, isn't it? The original is still the best, though. Some great images in this song. Focus on the lyrics of this song. It's absolutely beautiful.
light me like incense in the night. Light me like a candle burning. When I look in your eyes, it's your eyes I wanna see, looking into mine. Got you live on my mind. Oh. It's your eyes I wanna see, looking into mine. Got you live on my mind. Oh.
Great, eh? Bruce Cockburn and Live on My Mind. I have to admit to not loving all of his work, but when he does strike a chord with me, it's pretty powerful stuff. I think some of the best lyrics I've ever heard come out of that man. What we're listening to next? Oh, yeah. We're focusing, as a theme this week, I want to play you some of my favourite live recordings. And they're all 1969 so far, and I've only just noticed that now. The first one we played was Mean Town Blues from Johnny Winter, and then we had Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin, and now I'm going to play the Ramsey Lewis Trio and Hang On Sloopy live from the Lighthouse, which I visited not so long ago. This is a great live recording. I love it because it captures the crowd. You actually hear them singing the chorus with the band. Dynamic, playful and very, very cool. Here's the Ramsey Lewis Trio and a live version of Hang On Sloopy. Recorded live at the Lighthouse in 1969. I think it was 1969. Maybe I've just fooled myself. The Ramsey Lewis Trio and Hang On Sloopy. I love that tune. Here's a new one from Mara Carlisle. It's called Weird Girl, and it's really simple and really charming, I think.
Star sign, the Earth says hello.
Ooh, 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 not done with you yet, oh no. I might die without these words having left my mouth. Oh my love, I'm not done with you yet, oh no. I might die without these words having left my mouth.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Juan Loco by Rodrigo y Gabriela, who are Mexican, I must proclaim. I got it wrong once and I got thousands of angry Mexican emails. yes, Rodrigo y Gabriela and Juan Loco, which I guess means Crazy John. I know a few Crazy Johns. There's one drives our truck on this tour, in fact. Our Johnny's a lovely lad. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm making the programme this week. I'm pre-recording the programme in a sun-kissed Amsterdam. Beautiful wintry day. The temperature's really dropped over in mainland Europe. I don't know if it has at home, but it's been really frosty and bright. And it's my favourite time to tour Europe, is sort of mid-autumn. because it's just gorgeous. And it really suits all the cities and all the towns, and there's miles and miles of really beautiful, quiet, still countryside to drive through. Yeah, it's one of the best things about being in a band, actually. Anyway, so we're going to keep the theme similar. This is Mariachi El Bronx. We're going to keep it Mexican in feel. Mariachi El Bronx, who we ran into all summer, and lovely lads, work very, very hard. And this is 48 Roses. It comes out on 28th of November. Mariachi El Bronx, I recommend you go and see them if you can. And that was 48 Roses, and that single's out on the 28th. So, focusing on live recordings, moments in time captured, I thought this one from Townes Van Sant, I think it's lovely. It's from an album called Live and Obscure, and it's one of his little funny ditties. It's called Talking Thunderbird Blues. I don't know if you remember Thunderbird, but it's like a really cheap, powerful fortified wine. It's pretty much an alcoholic's choice, or it was. Anyway, let's have a listen to his song. I think it's great.
Play this one, brother, fast. Well, among the strangest things I ever heard, this friend of mine said, man, let's get some Thunderbird. I said, what's that? He just started to grin, slobbered on his face, and his eyes got dim. He says, you got 59 cents? I said, I got a dollar, but don't be a smart aleck. He said, I ain't gonna spend it on no Indian relic. He said, Thunderbird's not an Indian trinket. It's a wine, man. You take it home and drink it. I said, it don't sound like wine to me. And he said he'd bet me the change for my dollar. Well, we hustled on down there. She told him the guy wanted my ID. I whipped her out and showed him. He got a green bottle from the freezing vault. My friend started doing backward somersaults to the cottage cheese. Sounds pretty serious. This is about as serious as this ever said. Well, we took back to his house, started drinking, and pretty soon I set into thinking, this Thunderbird is yum, yum, yummy. I know it's doing good things to my tum, tum, tum. So where you reason when you're on that crap? We got a few more bottles and chugged them down. I pulled myself up off the ground, decided I'd go see my dear sweet wife. She met me at the door with a carving knife, said, get them damn grape peels from between your teeth. I can see we're gonna have a little misunderstanding. I said, dear, I better get in touch with you later. She said, forget it, you're never touching me again. And I've seen the light and I've heard the word, and I'm staying with my old Thunderbird. The message come from heaven, radiant and fine, and now all I drink's communion wine, 6 days a week.
Townes Van Sant and Talking Thunderbird Blues from the album Live and Obscure. I've had lots and lots of emails from people saddened by the breakup of REM. I am sad that they split up. At the same time, I'm full of admiration for the way they split up. The fact that they've not fallen out or anything like that, it's just they've decided that they've done it and they've had enough. I hope that's the way it ends for Elbow. That's the only question I have about the whole thing. We've been together for 20 years. And the only ambition I have left now is for when it comes time to stop, it's not because one of us dies or because we fall out, but just because it's time to stop. I've just nearly witnessed a huge bicycle accident here in the middle of Amsterdam. You take your life in your hands walking through the streets, you really do. Thousands of silent killers. It might be fun, actually, to walk through Amsterdam with a bicycle bell in your pocket, just ringing it now and again and watching people jump. I was sick and twisted mind. So REM splitting up has led me to a lot of their old recordings. I'm going to buy a load of their records, a load of their old records that I don't own anymore, either because I've lent them out or lost them at parties and things like that. But I always think of this, the lyrics to this song when I think of Michael Stipe at his best. And it's the images of presumably his mother when he's a child. She is so beautiful, she is so young and old, I think he says. But then it's the voices talking somewhere in the house late June. Is that the lyric? Let's have a listen and find out. You are the everything, and lots of love to REM and all their fans.
I can't even sing. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. Eviscerate your memory. Here's a scene. You're in the backseat, laying down. The windows wrap around to the sound of the travel and the engine. All you hear is time. Such peace and absolute stillness, still that doesn't end but slowly drifts into sleep. The stars are the greatest thing you've ever seen, and they're there for you. For you alone, you are the everything. I think about this world a lot, and I cry. Seen the films and the eyes, but I'm in this kitchen. Everything is beautiful. She is. was talking somewhere in the house late spring, and you're drifting off to sleep with your teeth in your mouth. You are here with me. You are here with me. You have been here, and you are everything. Sometimes I feel like I can't even see. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. Eviscerate your memory. Here's a scene. You're in the backseat, laying down. The windows wrap around to the sound of the travel and the engine. All you hear is time stand still in travel. Feel such peace and absolute stillness till the doesn't end, but slowly drifts to sleep, the greatest thing you've ever seen, and there for you, for you alone, you are the everything, for you alone, you are the everything.
In September.
Last night, one of the most influential and important bands to emerge from the US announced on their website that they're splitting up.
After an amazing 30-year career, R.E.M. have decided to call it a day. On Wednesday, Michael Stipe and Mike Mills of R.E.M. joined me for their final Six Music interview.
It feels a little weird, but the band will have those three little letters.
R.E.M. in conversation with me, Lauren Laverne.
We're great friends and will be for the rest of time.
You can listen to the interview in full at the Six Music website now.
Six
Music.
New York, the streets of Spanish Harlem began to echo to the strains of new and exciting music. Into the great melting pot of R&B, rock and roll and soul was added the Cuban and Puerto Rican sounds of Mambo and Son Montuno, and soon Latin Boogaloo was bubbling over, spilling out into clubs and cafes and bringing with it members of a new wave of artists, the New Eurecan movement. Riding the crest of this wave was Joe Cuba. His combination of Latin and African-American instrumentation and beats, and the mixture of Spanish and English lyrics, were foundations of the salsa and hip-hop to follow. But more than that, his music was exuberant and irresistible. Bang Bang, the first million-selling Boogaloo record, is riotous and raunchy, from its insistent rhythm and raucous crowd of voices to the playful false endings that leave you wanting more. No wonder this new Eurekan is regarded as a founding father of Latin Boogaloo. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Joe Cuba and Bang Bang, as chosen by the Beckerpedia. That REM lyric, I was mistaken, wasn't it? It's House is Talking Somewhere in the House Late Spring. Oh, beautiful. It's really great, that song. That was You Are the Everything. That was before the Beckerpedia dropped by. Bon Iver has a new single out. It's called Towers, and I think it's great. It sounds like this. Bon Iver and Towers. The REM song that I played, You Are The Everything, got me all nostalgic. I've always referred to REM as male bonding music because me, my good friend Bob Breer, my other good mate John Walsh, and my dear old friend Nick Southwell, the four of us did a lot of driving around listening to REM when we didn't have any money, but we had the use of John's mother's car, and we made our plans together. And we argued constantly and we laughed constantly, and it always to the soundtrack of REM. And I maintain to this day, if I've ever asked, the sweetest choir I've ever heard, and I've worked with some pretty good choirs, is them three squawking away to an REM tune in John's mum's car. All three of them are completely tone deaf, but would still, you know, if the mood took them, bawl at the top of their voices along to that song, along to anything off Automatic for the People, actually. That's probably the album. Anyway, there you go. In this nostalgic mood, I'm going to play one from Tears for Fears that my sister Beck used to play in the house when I was really young. I think it's great, this tune, and I love the little samples of atmospheric sound that come in and go out. And it's got definitely got like a jazzy feel to it, but it's really great. It's I Believe by Tears for Fears, and it's from the album Songs from the Big Chair.
We will be strong.
Tears for Fears and I Believe. The theme of this week's show then has been, not for the first time, live recordings. Obviously it's on my mind at the moment because Elbow are on tour in Europe and we have been for the last couple of weeks. We record the show every night. Technology has got to the point where that is really simple to do. You need a skilled man like Danny Evans, our sound engineer, in order to do it. But it means we've got a record of every single show that we do these days, which is a wonderful thing to have. And it means we can do things like bring out special editions in different countries that have live performances only from that country. Another handy side effect of Danny being able to multi-track the show every night so that it's mixable as well is that he can sound check without us there. That's good, isn't it? So For instance, yesterday we had so much work on that the crew had to go ahead to the festival we played, which was brilliant, by the way. Really lovely festival. Kind of like All Tomorrow's Parties. It was held in a Butlin-style holiday camp next to the sea in West Germany. It was beautiful. Anyway, the band couldn't get there for one reason or another till much, much later in the day. So Danny sound-checked without us. Isn't that amazing? And then when we got there, he said, it all sounds great, it should be fantastic. And we did, we had a really good gig. Anyway, yeah, so thinking about live recordings, excuse me, sometimes a live recording becomes the definitive version. For instance, with me, the live version of The Carpet Crawl from Genesis is the definitive version, the live version from Seconds Out. But I played that last week, so we're not going to hear it again, don't worry. I know not everybody's a Genesis fan. This next song is definitely the definitive version. It's Bob Marley, it's No Woman, No Cry. And on the Best of Bob Marley, it's the live version that's on there. Maybe it's the subject matter of the song. The line that always strikes me is, in this bright future, we can't forget our past. All of the lyrics are about, you know, he remembers when they were sitting in the government yard in Trenchtown, eating oatmeal porridge and watching the hypocrites mix with the good people. So, you know, right at the height of his powers with this live audience in front of him, these angels of backing singers and the tightest, funkiest band I've ever heard in my life. He's remembering a dark past, and really, you know, it's the everything is going to be all right moment for me. I'm going through the whole song. I'm like that bloke that sits next to you and go, oh, watch this bit here. Watch this bit. Brilliant. Oh, it's brilliant, this bit. And talks all the way through it. Okay. Bob Marley. No Woman, No Cry. We'll be right back. Bob Marley and No Woman No Cry. Isn't that amazing? Another live track now, the last one this week. Not the end of the show, but it's the end of the live tracks. I thought it was fitting to hear this beautiful rendition of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat from Pentangle. Here we go. Pentangle and Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, the last of the live recordings for this week. A couple more songs to go though before the end of the show. I've had this one in my head all week. It's Bill Callahan, it's Smog from A River Ain't Too Much to Love, and it's called Save Valley Maker. You know, I must say, it's his most startlingly honest lyric. Let me just read you it, as a, if you don't mind, before we play the song. Let me just read you a couple of verses of it. With the grace of a corpse in a riptide, I let go and I slide, slide, slide down river with an empty case by my side, and that's my crime. And I sing, save Valley Maker to keep from cursing. It goes on, river oh, river end, river oh, river bend. But here we go, where is it? I never really realised death is what it meant to make it on my own. Because there is no love where there's no obstacle, and there's no love where there's no bramble. There's no love on the hacked away plateau, and there is no love in the unerring, and there is no love on the one true path. Oh, I cantered out here, now I'm galloping back. It's just fantastic. It's about ambition leaving you lonely, and it's about dedication and him sticking to his art, robbing him of a love in his life, I think. That's my interpretation. Let's hear him sing it. It's gorgeous. And once again, if you haven't got A River Ain't Too Much to Love by Smog, you owe yourself the album. Here it goes.
With the grace of a corpse and a riptide, I let go. And I slide, slide, slide down river with an empty case by my side. An empty case, that's my crime. And I sing,
say, Valley Maker,
to keep from cursing. Yes, I sing,
say, Valley Maker,
to keep from cursing. River, oh,
oh, oh,
river end. River, oh, river, go, oh, 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 river bend. Take me through the sweet valley where your heart blooms. Take me through the sweet valley where your heart is covered in dew. When the river dries, will you bury me in wood? Where the river dries, will you bury me in stone? I never really realized death is what it meant to make it on my own. 'Cause there is no love where there is no obstacle, and there is no love where there is no bramble. And there is no love on the hacked away plateau. And there is no love in the unerring. And there is no love on the one true path. I cantered out here, now I'm galloping back. So bury me in wood, and I will splinter. Bury me in stone, and I will quake. Bury me in water, and I will geyser. Bury me in fire, and I'm gonna phoenix. I'm gonna Phoenix.
The amazing Save Valley Maker from Smog, from the album that you must own if you don't, and buy it, please. A River Ain't Too Much to Love.
Six Music.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
We're collecting strap lines for the show. We've got Keep Up the Work, we've got Better Than Nothing. Paul Sanderson's show strapline is Sean Keaveney, tolerable almost every morning. Not too funny, that's right. That was a genuine remark from a listener's girlfriend. I like the Six Music Breakfast Show, it's not too funny. But I've got a really good one as well. Six Music Breakfast Show. It may get worse before it gets better.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
Insert strap line here
on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Mantra Luna.
I'm going to end with a really obvious one that's also been on my mind all week because I'm on the road still with the band. It's Lee Marvin and Wandering Star. My favourite lyric being, "Do I know where hell is? Hell is in hello." I'm going to open the window so you can say goodbye to Amsterdam. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and Boz and Beckopedia and everybody who helps me put the show together long distance as we do when I'm on the road. Thanks to everyone who's been turning up to Elbow shows. And let's say goodbye, Amsterdam. It just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, everyone.
Seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. Goodbye forever, it's time for me to go. I was
blister and the planes can make you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true.
To heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you'll know where I will be. I was born under a wandering star.
From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight and this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 60 minutes, I'm your musical guide for a chilled out ride that'll cross time, space and genres with cuts from, amongst others, Tapazuki, Atlas Sound, Najma Akhtar, The Unlimiters, Astrid Williamson, Jethro Tull, Amy Winehouse and David Lynch. But to ease you in, here's Snow with a reminder of where we're at. This is Monday morning.
Lonely, lonely, lonely Monday morning. In form of the pony of the sea. Can you pong dang a alright? Alright, yeah. Lonely, lonely, lonely Monday morning. In form of the pony of the sea. Can you pong dang a alright? Alright.
It's me and please tell them I'm not coming at the blow down me door. Bring your cup or chew to my window. They're gonna put me in on the back of the car at the station. From that point, I'm gonna reach my destination. For the destination, the reaching at the easy tension. With them, my pants, look on my pants. When I can't take it to the pressure, man, me can't take the pain. So, I'm gonna put my music, release the chain.
Lonely, lonely, lonely Monday morning.
Ain't
I didn't have no company. One shower, big on a didn't take them my more power. Dead for a foam is in dead for an hour. But the one thing using once and I may call me lover. The lover woman calling out the one tell me. Me love for the in my heart, yes, me down to belly.